And I guess we'll talk in a minute about another approach, which was more recently reported, where there's happening to get started up front because there's no anthracycline, the so-called TCH regimen. Actually, maybe you could talk a little bit about that, because that was sort of the second big thing that happened.
Well, the Breast Cancer International Research Group is an international group of investigators that ran an adjuvant Herceptin trial. And it was a big trial. There was 3,200 patients on the study, and the trial to be completed as rapidly as it was actually done in 50 countries. So it was a massive effort. But the trial was a bit of a unique one in that we knew from the metastatic setting that there was a potential problem for heart damage when you give Adriamycin or Epirubicin together with Herceptin. And the risks of heart failure when you gave them on the same day was quite severe. It was about 20% of these women actually had congestive heart failure. So there was a lot of concern that if we gave AC and then followed it with Herceptin, that we would run into heart problems. And what was seen in the two trials we'd previously mentioned was a heart failure rate between about 2.5% to 4.1% in that group. So it does happen. If you give an anthracycline and even following it with Herceptin, you can get congestive heart failure. Now, the BCIRG knew that that was a risk, and also knew that in test tubes there were certain drugs that seemed to work very well with Herceptin. And in particular, the drugs that worked very nicely were Taxotere and Carboplatinum in combination with Herceptin. We saw something called synergy, which implied that all of the drugs would work better together than separately. So the design of the study was AC followed by Taxotere for 4 cycles as the standard arm, so 8 cycles of chemo. That was the control. The second arm was AC, followed by Taxotere with Herceptin at the same time as the Taxotere started, and the Herceptin continued for 1 year. That was the second arm. Now, the third arm was actually the most interesting and novel of the bunch, and it discarded the anthracycline entirely and relied purely on Taxotere, Carboplatinum, and Herceptin, all given from day one of chemotherapy, and 6 cycles of the TC were given at 3-week intervals. So that was 4.5 months of chemotherapy with Herceptin making up the remainder of the year. So that was the third arm. What was really exciting in San Antonio in December was that Professor Dennis Slayman, who designed this study, presented the first results of that. And it turned out that we saw in the second arm a 50% reduction in recurrence. So ACTH with Taxotere was a very effective regimen.
Very similar to what we saw with the AC paclitaxel.
Exactly. So we were very happy to see that. In the third arm, what we found was about a 40% reduction in the risk of recurrence with TCH. But the interesting thing was we had virtually no congestive heart failure in that third arm. In the initial analysis, only 1 out of 1,000 patients had congestive heart failure in the last arm, whereas in the second arm, we had had 17 patients out of 1,000 had congestive heart failure. When we did the new update analysis in December, the numbers turned out to be about 4 patients with congestive heart failure in the third arm versus 18 in the second arm. So we're still seeing about a 4- to 5-fold advantage in terms of congestive heart failure rates if you could eliminate the anthracycline.